I drove from South Carolina.
我太太和我一起从南卡罗琳纳纳州开车来。
And we brought the sunshine with us.
我们带来了阳光。
My wife is here with me, but she's not here tonight.
我太太是跟我一起来的，但是今晚不在这里。
But she'll be with us tomorrow night and Sunday morning.
明天晚上呢，和周主日的早上，她会和我们一起在一起。
We have four children.
我们有四个孩子。
Three girls and one boy.
三个女孩，一个男孩。
All of them grew up in the country of Italy.
他们全都在意大利这个国家长大。
So that means that we all speak Italian.
那就是说我们都讲意大利文。
And there's a little proverb in the Italian language which goes like this.
那在意大利语里面有一句谚语这样讲。
Beato colui che fa un discorso breve perché egli sarà invitato di nuovo. Now let me tell you what that means.
意大利语，然后呢，我告诉你是什么意思。
Blessed is the man who makes a short speech, for he shall be invited back.
那演讲简短的人呢，将是得被祝福的，因为他还会被再次邀请。
Now, the most important thing for you to know about me is that just about a week ago, I became a grandpa for the fourth time.
那有一件关于我的很重要的事情呢，我想让大家知道，就是在一周之前，我成为有人第四个孙子。
So we have four grandsons.
我有四个孙子。
And three of them are in Pennsylvania.
三个呢在宾州。
And one of them is in Louisiana.
其中一个呢在路易斯安那州。
And we live in South Carolina.
我们住在南卡。
So we don't see them very often.
所以我们不经常见到。
So I always am happy to come north. And just after being here, we're going to see our three grandsons in Pennsylvania.
所以往北方走呢，我非常的高兴，也就是在 Buffalo 完了之后，我们马上就要去宾州看我那三个孙子。
Now I am serving at Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina.
我在南卡州的哥伦比亚城就职于哥伦比亚国际大学。
We have 1,200 students.
我们有1,200个学生。
So we are a small private Christian college.
所以我们是一间比较小的私立的基督徒大学，基督教大学。
We have a college.
我们有一个学院。
A graduate school.
有研究生院。
And a theological seminary.
有一神学院。
And our school has been there since 1923.
我们学校有建于1923年。
And since 1923, we have had 18,000 students graduate from our school.
在从1923年起，我们有18,000人毕业了。
And most of our graduates become missionaries.
我们大多数的毕业生呢，都成为了宣教士。
And so our graduates are serving the Lord today in 150 different countries.
所以我们学校毕业的学生呢，在世界上150多个国家在服事。
And part of my job is to visit our graduates around the world.
所以我工作的职责一部分就是去访问我毕业生在世界各地毕业生。
So far, I have been in 75 different countries.
到现在为止，我去过75个国家。
Just this year, since January, I have been in 4 countries outside of the United States.
今年一月以来，我去其他的四个国家过。
I have been in Bolivia.
我去过玻利维亚。
In Brazil.
去过巴西。
In Peru.
去秘鲁。
And then just recently I was in Great Britain.
最近呢我刚刚在英国。
And I was in Great Britain to speak at a Chinese conference.
那在英国呢，我去一个华人的聚会去讲话。
It was the first all Europe Chinese missions conference.
那这是第一次的全欧洲的华人基督徒的聚会。
And we had that conference right outside of London, England.
那我们那个聚会的场所呢，就在伦敦的边上。
And 400 Chinese Christians came from all across Europe.
整个欧洲，欧洲大概400个华人来到这里。
We had a wonderful time.
我们在一起有非常美好的时光。
The conference was in three languages.
这个聚会呢，用了三种语言。
English,
英语。
Cantonese,
广东话。
And Mandarin.
中国中文。
Most of the Chinese believers from Great Britain speak Cantonese.
大多数在英国的这个中国的基督信徒呢，都讲粤语。
How many of you speak Cantonese?
你们有多少人讲粤语啊？
All right. And the reason they speak Cantonese in Great Britain is that most of them came from Hong Kong to Great Britain.
那他们大多数人讲粤语的广东话的原因，是因为他们多数人是从香港到英国的。
And then the Chinese believers who came from the rest of Europe spoke Mandarin.
那从欧洲的其他的从欧洲来的那些华人呢，他们主要是讲就是国语。
Because most of them come originally from mainland China or from Taiwan.
所以呢，大多数他们本来是来自于中国大陆或者是台湾。
And unfortunately, I don't speak Cantonese or Mandarin.
不幸的是，我既不讲粤语，也不讲国语。
So when I was speaking, they did translation just like we're doing now.
所以当我讲话的时候，我们就像现在一样在做翻译。
Except when I spoke to the young people.
那除非我向年轻人讲。
Because all of the young people spoke English.
是因为所有的年轻人他们都讲英文。
And so we did not have to have translation.
所以我在那个时候不需要有翻译。
Now, of course, the most important language for anyone to speak is Italian.
所以呢，人们能讲的最重要的语言还是意大利语。
And the reason is because that's the language we're going to speak in heaven.
那是因为我们在天堂的时候就会讲这个语言。
I'm just kidding.
我只是开玩笑。
But it is a beautiful language.
但是这个语言非常优美。
I have brought information with me about our school.
我带来了我们学校的一些信息。
And I hope you will go by and look at the information and take some of it and read it.
那我希望你等会儿能去看一些这些信息，并且拿走去看，再好好读一下。
If you are here and you're thinking about university, or you have children who are thinking about university, you need to look at our school.
如果说你本人或者你自己的孩子呢，在思考要上大学的事情，你们应该看看我们学校。
And we have an important publication there which tells you all the questions you should ask if you are thinking of going to university.
那我们有一个 读物呢，就是宣传资料讲到了，所以你要关于上大学的话，能够涉及的所有的问题我们都讨论。
And even if you don't go to our school, this is still good to read because it tells you all the things to think about before you go to university.
即使你不去我们学校，这也是一个非常好的读物，因为它讲到了关于上大学的各方面的问题。
I brought with me also a free booklet that you can take after our meeting is over tonight.
那我今天也带来了一个免费的一个小册子。
This is not about our school.
这不是关于我们学校的。
This is a love story.
这是一个关于爱的故事。
If you take it and you start to read it, you will not put it down until you finish.
如果你拿了它并且开始阅读的时候呢，你一定会手不释卷。
It's the story of Robertson McQuilkin.
这是一个关于罗伯逊·麦考肯的故事。
He was the president of our university before I became the president.
他是我们大学的一个校长，在我之前的一个校长。
And while he was the president, suddenly he resigned from his job.
那在做校长期间呢，他突然之间就辞职了。
He wasn't old.
他不老。
He wasn't ready to retire.
他还没准备退休。
He just stopped his presidency.
他就是这样就不愿意做校长了。
And we said to him, why?
我们就问他为什么。
And he told us that his wife had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
哦，他告诉我们他的太太被诊断有那个Alzheimer's, 对，老年痴呆症。
And he felt called of God to leave his job and go home and care for his wife.
他认为神向他呼召要辞去他的工作，然后回家去照顾他的妻子。
And he did that.
所以他就这么做了。
For 25 years.
做了25年。
He cared for his wife at home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 25 years.
他每天24小时，每周七天的照顾了他的妻子在家里25年了。
The last 12 years of her life, she never said a single word to him.
在他妻子最后25年的生命里面，没有向他向他先生说了一句话。
And this book is all about that wonderful love story.
那这个小册子就是完全就是关于那个美好的爱的故事。
So I hope you will take a copy.
所以我希望你能够拿一本。
Now we want to study God's word tonight.
我们今天想要学习神的话语。
And if you have a Bible, I'd like you to turn, please, to the book of Psalms, chapter 95.
如果你有一本圣经，我请你打开诗篇95章。
And we're getting some more Bibles for people. So if you don't have a Bible, just put your hand up and we'll be glad to give you one.
那我们现在正在发些圣经，如果你没有的话就请举手，然后服侍同工会把圣经传到你手里。
And when you get your Bible, please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 95.
那你请你打开诗篇第九十五篇。诗篇九十五篇 ，Psalm、yeah.
And we're going to look at just one verse.
我们就看一节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Where we read these words.
我们读它的时候。
Come, let us bow down in worship, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下。
I have one single thought for your consideration this evening.
那我对你们今天晚上只有一个重要的想法。
And that is this.
那就是这一点。
That Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
God the Son.
神爱子。
The second person of the Trinity.
在三一真神中的第二个位格。
Co-equal with the Father and the Spirit.
他和天父以及圣灵是在同等的地位。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督
，the one who though fully God became fully man.
那一个本来是完全的神，成为一个完全的人。
The one who lived here in time, space, history.
那曾经在时空，在人类的。
The one who never sinned in thought, word, or deed.
那从来在没有想法、思想上、言语上和行为上犯过罪的一个人。
The one who was unjustly accused of crimes he never committed.
那被不公义的审判犯他从来审判他没有犯他的罪，审判犯的罪却从来没犯过。
The one who was condemned to die.
被处死的。
The one who died on Calvary's cross.
在加略山上的十字架上面。
Not for his own sin, for he had none.
不是因着他从来都没有做过的那些罪。
But for your sin and for my sin.
但是是为了你和我的罪。
The one who was buried in the ground.
他也曾经被埋在了地里。
The one who rose again on the third day.
那在第三日的时候又复活了的。
The one who was seen by many witnesses.
那被很多的见证人又看到的。
The one who ascended back into heaven.
那最后又升天了的。
The one who is seated right now at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
现在是坐在全能的神父神的右边的。
The one who is coming back again.
那即将又要再来的。
The one who will reign forever and ever.
那将永远掌权的。
King of kings and Lord of lords.
万王之王，万主之主。
This one.
这一位。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Is worthy of our worship.
他配得我们的敬拜。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
来呀，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华前跪下。
Now we don't have time tonight.To study everything that the Bible says about worship.
今天我们晚上没有时间学习圣经中教导所有关于敬拜的事。
But let me remind you, first of all, that true worship is pure worship.
那最重要的，让我提醒大家一下，真正的敬拜是纯粹的敬拜。
Now I have been speaking for about 8 minutes.
我大概讲了有18分钟吧。
And while I have been speaking, I have been watching you.
为什么我跟你们讲话的时候，我还看着你们
？And I want you to know that you look pretty good.
那我想让你们知道，你们看起来很好。
And most of you look as good as you do.Because you know a verse in the Old Testament.
那你们大多数人看起来是像你们看的那样好的话，是因为你们知道旧约中有这样一句经文。
I arrived here in Buffalo about 3 hours ago.
我大概在3个小时前到达了布法罗。
And I had been driving all day.
我整天都在开车。
And I didn't look very good.
我看起来其实有点累。
And so, you know, I took a shower and I washed my hair and I combed my hair.
对，我当初看起来不太好，但现在呢，我洗了澡，然后又梳了头发之后，穿好了衣服之后。
And I put on some nice clothes.
啊，我又穿上一些好看的衣服。
Because I knew I was going to come here tonight.
因为我知道我今天晚上要来的。
And I knew you would be looking at me.
我知道你会今天看到我的。
And I knew I would be looking at you.
我也知道我会看到你们。
And so we all try to look nice for each other.
所以我们尽量都为彼此而，表现得比较好看。
Look at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
看一下撒母耳记上第十六章。
Man looks at the outward appearance.
人看外貌。
You knew that.
你们知道。
I know that.
我也知道。
But 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 has more to it.
那在撒母耳记上第十六章呢第七节有更多的内容。
It says the Lord does not look at the things man looks at.
因为耶和华不像人看人。
Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
So here's my question.
所以这是我的问题。
How much time did you spend preparing your heart before you came here tonight?
那你今晚来之前，你为准备自己的内心花了多长时间？
Did you come here tonight to meet with the Lord?
那你今晚来是为了遇见主吗？
Did you come here tonight to see God?
你今晚来的是为了看见神吗？
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
虚心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
True worship is pure worship.
真实的敬拜 是纯粹的敬拜。
There's something else I want you to see.
我还想说点其他的。
True worship is pure worship, but true worship is also honest worship.
真实的敬拜是纯粹的敬拜，同时也是真实的敬拜，真诚的敬拜。
All throughout the Old Testament, the prophets of God preached against the people of God.
在整个旧约的时候。
Okay, all throughout the Old Testament, the prophets of God preached against the people of God.
Okay, 在整个旧约的时候，神的这个仆人，些预就是先知们，都一直是在向神的子民去提示他们，提醒他们。
And one of the most striking verses in the Old Testament is found in the book of Amos, chapter 4, verse 4.
那一个最重要的一个经文呢，是阿莫斯书第四章四节。
And we read there these words: Go to Bethel and sin.
去伯特这个地方，然后呢去犯罪。
Go to Bethel and sin.
去 Bethel 这个地方，然后去犯罪。
Do you know what the word Bethel means?
你知不知道？伯利恒的意思呢？是
The word Bethel means house of God.
这个 Bethel 的这个词的意思就是代表是神的家。
So what is Amos saying here?
所以阿莫斯在说什么？
He's saying, go to church and sin.
所以阿莫斯在说，你去教会，然后去犯罪。
And I'm convinced that many lies are told in church.
然后我自己是确信的，在教会里面其实有非常多的谎言。
By songs that we sing.
我们唱诗的时候。
By prayers that we pray.
我们祷告的时候。
And even by the way we talk to each other during the meal, because that's the way you're supposed to talk at church.
那甚至是在我们一起吃饭的时候相互的交谈，那你们其实就是这样子去交谈的。
But true worship is honest worship.
但是真实的敬拜呢，是诚实的敬拜。
It's pure and it's honest.
它是纯粹的，也是真诚实的。
But there's something else I want you to see tonight.
但是呢，我还想让你们看到另外的一些东西。
And to see that, I want you to look in your Bibles now at John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12.
那要看到这些东西呢，我想让你们看一下约翰福音第十二章。
And we'll begin reading with verse 1. You watch while I read.
那我们从第一节开始读，你们看着我来读。
John chapter 12 and verse 1.
约翰福音十二章一节。
Six days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
月节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor.
有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。
Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him.
马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
Now look at verse 3.
看第三节
and we'll also put the words on the screen.
我们要不把经文放在屏幕上。
Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚。
Now let me explain to you who this Mary was.
那让我向你们解释一下这个玛利亚是谁。
This is Mary, the sister of Martha and the sister of Lazarus.
这个玛利亚呢，就是马大和拉撒路的姊妹。
And it says that she took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume.
那上面就讲呢，她就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏。
Now you'll notice that I've highlighted the words expensive perfume.
你注意到了我 着重强调了这个极贵的香膏。
And the reason I did that is because in my Bible I have underlined those words.
那我这么做也是因为在我的圣经里面，我把这一节也画了出来。
Your Bible may say something different. It may say very costly. Either way, you need to mark that.
那你的圣经也许讲是用其他的措辞，但实际上不管怎么样，都把它画出来。
She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair.
她用这个抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦。
And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
屋里就满了膏的香气。
Now let's see if we can imagine what's happening here.
那让我们看一下能不能想象正在发生什么事。
Let's just imagine that you live in Jerusalem.
那让我们就想象你就住在耶路撒冷。
You have been invited to the dinner party in Bethany.
那你被邀请到伯大尼的一个晚宴里。
You walk from Jerusalem to Bethany.
你从耶路撒冷走到了伯大尼。
It's about 2 miles.
是两英里的路程。
When you get there, you arrive just a little bit late.
那你刚到的时候呢，你有一点点迟到。
You knock on the door.
你敲门了。
A servant opens the door.
一个仆人开了门。
And the minute the door opens, you say, Oh my goodness, what is that?
那当你在开门的那一瞬间呢，你就说，哇，这是什么味道啊？
The whole house was filled with the fragrance of the perfumes.
屋里就满了膏的香气。
The minute the door opens, you smell it.
在开门的那一刻，你就闻到了。
Now, look at verse 4.
那现在看一下第四节。
But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected.
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，反对了。
Now, do you remember who Judas was?
你们记得犹大是谁吧
？Do you remember who Judas was?
你们记得犹大是谁吗
？Listen carefully.
请仔细听。
I do not want us to be too hard on Judas tonight.
请仔细听，我们今晚不是想在犹大身上让他显得太
难过。Let me tell you why I say that.
我们其实，我告诉你为什么这么讲。
Because this story that we are reading in John chapter 12.
因为这个我们在约翰福音第十二章读的故事
is evidently so important that the Holy Spirit has chosen to give it to us.3 times in the pages of the New Testament.
那它是如此的重要呢？圣灵就让这个感动这个圣经的作者三次描述了这个故事。
Once in the Gospel of Matthew.
第一次是在马太福音。
Once in the Gospel of Mark.
第二次是还有一次是在马
And here in the Gospel of John.
这里是在约翰福音。
And if you go to Matthew and Mark and read this same story carefully,
如果你到马太和马可福音读同样的故事认真读的话
you will discover that all of the disciples were saying this, not just Judas.
那你会发现，其实是所有的门徒都在说这个话，不只是犹大。
They were all thinking this.
他们都在这么想。
They were all saying this.
他们都在这么说。
And what was it they were saying?
他们说的到底是什么呢？
Look at verse 5.
看第五节。
Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages.
说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢
？Now, the English Bible that I am reading from tonight is called the New International Version.
那我今天读的英文圣经是新国际版本。
And the translators of the New International Version took the liberty to translate this verse into terms that you and I would easily understand.
当时的翻译者呢，他们就自主的去把这段经文翻译成了容易理解的话。
And so they tell us that the perfume was worth a year's wages.
所以就是讲这个，香膏值有一年的收入这么多。
But that's not what the original Greek New Testament says.
那但是呢，这个原来这个希腊文圣经原文不是这么讲的。
In the original New Testament, it says here, why wasn't this perfume sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
So actually, in Chinese
okay,
Bible,
good.
It's translated this way.
Yes, there you go.
这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢?
Now watch.
看。
A denarius was a Roman coin used at the time of Christ.
这种货币呢是在 耶稣时代的那个用了一种货币。
It was a little larger than an American quarter.
它比美国的一个这个2.5的这个硬币要大一点。
And the denarius at the time of Christ was worth more than one full day's wage.
那一个这样的硬币呢，比在耶稣基督的时代，比一整天的人的满的工资都要贵，都要多。
So if you lived at the time of Christ,
所以你在基督的时代生活的话
，and you had a job at the Jerusalem McDonald's,
如果你在这个耶路撒冷的麦当劳工作
，and you were a manager,
你是一个经理。
And they paid you $10 an hour.
他们一小时赔你十块钱给你工资。
And you worked 8 hours a day.
你工作八个小时一天。
That would be $80.
那就是$80。
And a denarius was worth more than that.
那一个这样的货币，一个银权比那个要值钱啊。
So if you multiply that by 300,
如果你把它乘以300。
You get approximately one full year's wage.
那大概你就得到了一整年的工资。
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
你们理解我在说什么吧？
Now, this is what I would like us to do just for a moment.
那就这么一小刻，我们去来做一件事。
I would like you to think back, please, to April 15, 2011.
那请你们。往时间往回想，在就是今年4月15号。
You know the significance of that date.
你们知道这一天的重要性吗
？If you live in the United States of America,
如果你住在美国
，and you are an American citizen,
如果你是一个美国的公民
，by or before April 15 of every calendar year.You are required by the government to render an accounting of everything you earned in the previous year.
那你在法律美国法律的要求下，你必须在这一天或者这一天之前向政府联邦报税。
There's a form on which to do that.
这在有一个表格，你去可以去做这个事儿。
Form 1040.
1040表。
And on that form, there's a line.
在那个表上呢，有一行。
Line 7, to be exact.
第七行。
And on that line, it says this.
在那条线上，他说这么说的。
Total wages, salaries, tips.
完总的薪水工资和小费。
And if you're honest,
如果你是诚实的话
on that line,
在那一线上
you will put a figure,
你会写一个数字
that represents everything you earned in 2010.
那要代表你在整个2010年挣的所有的钱。
This is what I would like you to do.
那我想让你们做一件事。
I would like you to get in your mind what you wrote on line 7.
那我想让你们回想一下你们在第七行的时候写的是什么数字。
What did you put there?
你写了多少?
I wonder if there's anybody here tonight that wrote $18,000.
那我想是不是你们今天有人在那个行写了大概18,000?
Maybe there's somebody here tonight that wrote $28,000.
也许有人写了28,000.
Or $34,000.
34,000.
Or $48,000.
或者48,000.
Or $52,000.
或者52,000.
Or $60,000.
或者60,000.
Or 70,000.
或者70,000.
Or 80,000.
80,000.
Maybe there's somebody here tonight that wrote over 100,000.
或许今晚有些人写了超过100,000.
I don't know.
我不知道。
And I don't want to know.
我也不想知道。
Because that's none of my business.
所以呢，不关我的事。
That's just between you and the government.
那只是你和政府之间的事。
But let's just suppose for a moment.
那让我们再假想一下。
That I would stop talking.
那我不说话的话。
And that we would ask our song leader to come back.
那我们带诗的再来一下。
No, I'm just supposing.
这只是假想。
And we would ask our accompanist to come to the organ.
那我们这个钢琴手也再来。
And they would lead us in some more of that wonderful singing.
他们再带我们一起唱赞美的诗。
And we would all stand to our feet.
那我们都站起来。
And we would worship and praise the Lord singing.
我们在歌唱中赞美神。
And while we're doing that, I would ask you to take out a clean piece of paper.
那我们做那个事情的时候，就拿出一张干净的纸来。
And on that piece of paper, I would like you to write the amount of money that you earned in 2010. The total amount.
那我就想让你用这张纸上写你在2010年挣的所有的钱。
Don't put your name on it.
别写你的名字。
Just the amount of money.
只是把金额写上。
And then while we're singing and praising the Lord, I would invite you, if you want to come to the front.
那正在你唱诗赞美的时候，我想邀请你，希望你愿意的话，到跟前来，前面来。
With your paper.
拿着你的纸。
And walk right down here to the front.
再走到正前方。
And then I would ask you to kneel.
那我让你跪下。
Right here. And then take the paper and put it right here on the platform.
把这张纸完全的放在那前面。
And then after a moment of quiet prayer, get back up, go to your seat, but leave the paper here.
那你安静地祷告了一小会儿之后，你就起来回到你的座位，但是把纸留下。
And by doing that, you are saying to the Lord Jesus.
这样做的话呢，你是向主耶稣基督讲。
Lord Jesus, I love you so much.
主耶稣基督啊，我如此之爱你。
So much.
如此之爱你。
That is how much.I am willing to give you right now.
那就是我现在就想要给你那么多。
Would you do it?
你会不会这么做？
Oh my goodness, where did we get this speaker?
我们从哪儿找来这个讲员啊？
I mean, Dr. Murray obviously doesn't know anything about the Chinese congregation of this church.
那摩瑞博士当然怎么都对着我们整个华人聚会不知道了。
I mean, we're giving people.
我们是奉献的人。
We give generously.
我们是慷慨奉献的。
And then if somebody in the congregation gets hurt or they lose their job, we give a little more.
那如果有人在这个聚会中是受伤害或者是失去工作的话，我们给的更多。
But an amount equal to everything I earned in 2010, that's ridiculous.
但是如果是等价于我2010年挣的所有的钱的话，那个是很荒谬的。
Now think about it.
想一下。
That's exactly what the disciples said.
这就是门徒们说的事儿。
They said, this is ridiculous.
他们说这是很荒谬的。
Who does she think she is?
他认为是谁呢？
And who does he think he is to allow her to do this?
那他认为那个是耶稣是谁能够允许他做这样的事
Because when you take the container of perfume and you break it open and you pour it out, you can't pick it back up. It's all gone.
如果说你那个容器你打开了之后把它倒了出来香膏倒出来之后呢就全部都倒出去了没有办法收回来
One full year's pay.
一整年的收入
Oh. Would you do that?
你会这么做吗？
What's happening here in John chapter 12?
那到底在约翰福音十二章是什么事？
This is not a silly act of an emotional woman.
那这其实不是一个情绪化的一个女子的一个愚蠢的举动。
Who doesn't realize what she's really doing.
她其实也许不是不知道自己在做什么。
And later on that night, when she gets back to her room, she says to herself, what did I do that for?
她那天晚上会回去就是扪心自问，我当时在做什么？
No, this is the knowing act of worship.
这个是知道的，确切知道的一个敬拜的举动。
Done by Mary of Bethany.
伯大尼的玛利亚做了这件事。
She knew who Jesus was.
她确切地知道耶稣基督是谁。
She had constantly followed him.
她一直跟随他。
She had sat at his feet.
她坐在他的脚前。
She had listened to his words.
她听他的话语。
She had witnessed his miracles.
她看见证了他的神迹。
She had watched his life.
她见证了他的生活。
She knew exactly who he was.
她确切地知道他是谁。
And she was convinced that nothing she gave him could ever be too much.
她确切地相信，不管是她给耶稣基督什么多少，都不足以，都不算多。
Right, now watch.
那看。
Jesus Christ
耶稣基督
is worthy of our worship.
配得我们的敬拜。
And true worship is pure worship.
真实的敬拜是纯粹的敬拜。
True worship is honest worship.
真实的敬拜是诚实的敬拜。
But here in John chapter 12, we see that true worship is costly worship.
那在约翰福音第十二章，我们看到真实的敬拜是珍贵的敬拜。
And the question we need to be asking ourselves tonight is this.
那今晚我们要问自己的这个问题是
What is it costing me to worship the Lord?
那我要敬拜神的话，我花的是什么？
I mean, it really didn't take that much for you to come here tonight.
那你们今天晚上来这里呢，其实花费不多。
And I hope you came here tonight to worship the Lord.
那我其实希望你今晚来是为了敬拜神。
But it really didn't cost you that much.
但是你其实不花费什么。
What is it really costing you to show the Lord how much you really love him?
那你要为向神显示你多爱他的话，你会花多少？
Now before we finish tonight, I want to show you a verse in the Old Testament.
那在今晚结束前呢，我想给大家显示旧约的一个经文。
Second Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
历代志下第三章第一节。
And if you have a hard time finding that, it comes right after First Chronicles.
如果说你找不到它的话，它在历代志上的下面。
Second Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
在历代志下第三章第一节。
Now, before we look at this verse, I need to tell you about a wonderful habit that I have in my life.
那在讲这节经文之前呢，我想告诉你们我的一个很好的一个习惯。
I am 66 years old.
我今年66岁了。
For the last 45 years,
过去的45年里，
I have read the entire Bible through from Genesis to Revelation at least once every year.
我从圣经从头到尾，创世纪到启示录，大概至少每年读一次。
It's a wonderful habit.
是一个非常好的习惯。
I highly recommend it to you.
我强烈向你推荐。
Everybody here should read the entire Bible.
在座的每一位都应该读完整的圣经。
And I have done that at least once every year for the last 45 years.
那在过去45年里面呢，我每年至少这么做一次。
Now, having told you that, I must make a confession.
那告诉你这个事情之后呢，我现在要向你们澄清一个事。
Sometimes when I get to certain parts of the Old Testament,
那
I start to speed read.
那有时候呢，我读到旧约的某些部分的时候呢，我就读快读。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在说什么吗？
You get to some of those long lists of names.
你那有一个非常长的这个名单。
And I will confess to you that one year I was speed reading through 2 Chronicles.
那我也向你们坦白，有一年呢，我速读了这个历代志下。
And I almost missed chapter 3, verse 1.
我差一点就错过了第三章第一节。
Now look at this verse.
看看这第一节。
Then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David.
所罗门就在耶路撒冷，耶和华向他父大卫显现的摩利亚山上。
It was on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite, the place provided by David.
就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方预备好了。
Now doesn't that verse just bless your heart?
那这一章这一节不让你的心得到祝福吗？
You say not really.
并不是。
It just sounds like a bunch of dry historical facts.
那这听起来就像是 一些干燥的历史事实。
But if you look at this verse carefully, you will discover what it's talking about.
如果你仔细看这一节的话，你就会发现它到底是在讲什么。
It's talking about the construction of the temple.
它在讲的是圣殿的建造。
It's talking about the establishment of the God-ordained place of worship.
他在讲的是神所命定的敬拜的场所是怎么建造起来的。
This verse is talking about worship.
这一节是讲敬拜的。
And if you look at it carefully, there are 2 geographic references.
那如果你仔细看的话，有两个地理的标志。
And I've highlighted them for you. Mount Moriah.
我就是强调出来了，在那个摩利亚山上。
And the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite.
耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上。
Do you know anything about those 2 places?
你关于这两个地方你了解多少？
Let's start with the second one first.
让我们从第二个地方开始。
The threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite.
阿布斯人阿尔南的禾场。
Do you know anything about that place?
你们对这个地方了解吗？
Well, if you don't, when you get home tonight, I want you to read 2 Samuel chapter 24.
那如果说你们不知道的话，想让你们回去的时候读撒母耳记下第24章。
And I'm going to tell you the story quickly of 2 Samuel 24.
那我就赶快给你们讲一下撒母耳记下第24章。
In 2 Samuel 24, God comes to King David through the prophet Gad.
在撒母耳记下第24章呢，神向撒母耳显现。
And the prophet Gad says to David this.
那这个先知呢，就像大卫这样说。
God has told me to tell you.
神向我告诉我要这样告诉你。
That you are to go to a man by the name of Araunah or Ornan, and you are to buy his threshing floor.
那你要到耶布斯人那个地方，或者就阿尔南的这个地方呢，去买一个禾场。
Now a threshing floor was a field.
那这个一个禾场呢，就是一个禾场。
A piece of real estate.
就是一片一个这个一个。实地的房地产。
And it was where the farmers would bring their grain.
那这是那个农民都在种地的地方。
And they would pile it up.
那把它最后堆起来。
And then they would have their heavy oxen walk across the grain.
然后他们会让他们的这个牛车去穿过这个田野。
And the weight of the oxen would separate the wheat from the chaff.
那这个牛呢，就会重量就使得这个麦收获的麦子的这个麸皮分和种子分开。
And then with a large fork, they would throw the grain up in the air.
那他们就拿大的叉子把这个收获了这个粮食扬在天上。
And the breeze, the wind would blow the chaff away, and the good wheat would fall back to the ground.
风就会把麸皮吹走，然后那个粮食就会降在地上。
And the field where they did that was called a threshing floor.
所以那样的一个地方就叫做禾场。
And so God says to David,Go and buy that man's field, and after you buy it, I want you to build an altar of worship to me.
那神就是向大卫说，你去买这样一块地方，然后要建一个坛来纪念我。
And so David goes to Araunah.
所以大卫就去的是。
Or Ornan, he's also called Ornan.
阿尔南。
And he says.I want to buy your field.
那我想买你的，我想买你的一片田。
And Ornan says, "What do you want to buy my field for?"
你买那个阿尔南说你买我的田干嘛
？And David tells him what the Lord has told him to do.
那大卫就告诉他神让他做的事。
And when Ornan hears that, he says, "Oh, well, if that's what you need it for, I'll give it to you."
那阿尔南就说，哦，这就是你想做的事情，我给你。
I won't just give you the field.I'll give you my oxen.
我不仅要给你我这个农场，我还要给你我的牛。
And you can kill them and use the meat for the sacrifice.
你可以把他们杀掉之后呢，做燔祭。
And I'll give you my wooden threshing tools, and you can break the wood up and use the wood for the fire.
那我给你一个很好的木材，你可以拿来点燔祭的火。
And I'll give you some of the grain that's already been threshed.And you can use that for a grain offering.
那我可以把那些谷物来作为献谷物的祭。
And he's making this long list of things that he's going to give David.
他列了一个很长的单子，要给大卫的一些东西。
And David says, No, 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 no.
大卫就说不要，不要，不要，不要。
You don't understand.
你不理解。
And then David makes this astounding statement.
然后大卫就说了一个这个非常让人惊奇的一句话。
King David says, I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing.
我不肯用白得之物做燔祭献给耶和华我的神。
Now I'm wondering, could we have everyone here tonight say these words in English? Can we do that?
Yeah, sure. 那我们大家一起用英文把这段话念一下。
Okay, here we go. Together,
I will not offer to the Lord.That which costs me nothing.
Do you mean it?
你是不是真的是这么一意思的？
What is it costing you to worship the Lord?
你敬拜神的话要花费的是什么？
There's a second geographic reference in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
在历代志下第三章第一节有第二个地理的地方。
And that is Mount Moriah.
那就是摩利亚山。
Do you remember anything about Mount Moriah?
你们还记得摩利亚山吗？
Well, if you don't, when you get home tonight, read Genesis chapter 22.
那如果不记得的话，就读一下创世纪第二章，二十二章。
In Genesis chapter 22, God comes to Abraham.
在创世纪二十二章，神来到了亚伯拉罕。
And he says to him, Abraham, take now your son.Your only son Isaac, whom you love, and offer him as a sacrifice to me at the place where I will show you.
那你要带着你唯一的独生的爱子到一个地方去把他献上。
And so Abraham takes his son Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕就带着他儿子以撒。
He gets a donkey.
他有一头小驴。
He loads it with wood for the sacrificial fire.
他把就是烧火的柴火放在这个驴上。
He gets a knife.
他带了一把刀。
He gets a live flame.
他带着一个火种。
He gets two of his servants.
带着两个仆人。
And so he and his son and the two servants and the animal make a three-day journey through the wilderness.
所以他自己和孩子和两个仆人就穿过旷野走了两天三天。
They go for 3 days until they come to the foot of a mountain called Mount Moriah.
他们走了三天，来到了这个叫做摩利亚山的前面。
And when they reach that spot, Abraham stops the procession, turns and speaks to his servants.
当他们在山脚下的时候，那个亚伯拉罕就停下来了，然后他反过来对他的仆人讲。
And he makes this astounding statement.
他让非常让人惊奇的一个说法。
He says to them, "Tarry here, stay here, while the boy and I go up there to worship."
我与你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜。
To worship.
去敬拜。
Abraham knew what he was going up there to do.
亚伯拉罕他知道他到那边要干什么。
And he called it worship.
他叫他叫敬拜。
In fact, it's the first time the word worship ever occurs in the Bible, starting with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
那这是自从那个这个创世纪第一章开始以来第一次提到了敬拜这个词。
And what does Genesis chapter 22 verse 5 say to me?
那创世纪二十二章第五节对我是意味着什么？
It tells me that true worship is costly worship.
它告诉我真实的敬拜是珍贵的敬拜。
Now, I have been the president of Columbia International University.
我一直是哥伦比亚国际大学的校长。
And I told you that most of our students become missionaries.
那我告诉你，我们大多数我的学生都成为传道人。
And I wish you could meet our students.
我真希望你能见到我们学生。
They are so committed to Jesus Christ.
他们对耶稣基督是如此的献上。
They are willing to go anywhere for Jesus.
他们愿意为了耶稣基督去任何地方。
They are willing to do anything for Jesus.
他们为耶稣愿意做任何事。
Two of our couples right now from our school are planning to go to North Korea.
那有两对夫妇呢，从我们学校，他们现在准备去朝鲜。
To share the message of Jesus.
去分享耶稣的信息。
And that's the way all of our students are.
那我们所有的学生都是这个样子。
However.
但是。
I know.From many years of experience, that some of our students will never get to the mission field.
那我知道，就多年的经历，我知道有些我们的学生从来都不会到这个宣道的这个合场上去的。
They're willing to go.
他们愿意去。
They're ready to go.
他们也准备好了。
But they never get there.
但他们从来都去不到那里。
And the reason why they don't.
那为什么他们去不了呢？
Is because their parents will not let them go.
那是因为他们的父母不让他们去。
Oh, sweetheart, don't go there to that awful place.
啊，亲爱的，你不要到那个可怕的地方。
Just think of what might happen to you there.
那你就想一想，到那边会有什么事情发生啊？
And I don't want to live.Have you lived far from home?
我也不想让你远离家。
I want to see my grandchildren grow up.
我想看我的孙子长大。
Now, listen carefully.
那请你仔细听。
This is a big problem in the Christian Chinese church.
那这是一个在华人基督教会里面最大的一个问题，很大的问题。
I'm going to say that again.
我想再说一遍。
This is a big problem in the Christian Chinese church.
那这是华人教会的一个很大的问题。
Parents who will not allow their children to become missionaries.
父母不允许他们的子女成为传道人。
Now, if you're here tonight,
如果你今晚在这里
and you're a parent,
你如果你是一个父母的话
or you're a grandparent,
如果你是一个祖父母的话
Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督
the one who gave everything for you.
那 为你赐给你一切的那个
is worthy of your worship
配得你的敬拜
and one of the costliest acts of worship that you could give to him
那一个花费一个珍贵的敬拜你可以给他的呢
may have nothing to do with your money and may have everything to do with your children or your grandchildren
那也许和钱和你自己的孩子和这个孙子也许都没有关系。
I'll never forget January 1956.
我永远不会忘记 1956年的一月。
Can we put that up January 1956? Many of you weren't even born yet.
那很多人还没有出生。
In January 1956, I was living in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
在1956年的一月，我住在费城。
Every Saturday morning, my parents would take me to a little town called Huntington Valley.
那我的父母都在每周六呢，会带我去个叫 Huntington
Valley,
Huntington 顿的一个
村子。Where I would take art lessons from a very world-famous artist.
那我们要向一个非常世界上有名的画家要学习。
His name was Lawrence Saint.
他的名字是劳伦斯
Saint. We all called him Dad Saint.
我们都叫他 Saint 父亲。
He taught me how to draw.
他教我如何画画。
He taught me how to paint.
他教我如何画画。
He taught me how to sculpture.
他教我如何雕塑。
He taught me how to make stained glass.
他教我如何做那个嵌花的玻璃。
He was a great artist.
他是一个伟大的艺术家。
And he was also a godly man.
他同时也是一个属神的人。
And so while we were painting or sculpturing, he would always talk to me about Jesus.
那当我们画画和雕塑的时候，他总是在跟我们讲耶稣基督。
And God blessed Dad Saint and his wife, Ma Saint, with a whole house full of children.
那神为Dad Saint 和他的太太Ma Saint 的祝福就是有一屋子的孩子。
And every time they would have another baby, they would hold that child up to the Lord.
那每一次他们要一个新生的孩子，他们都会把这个孩子举起来。
And they would say, Lord Jesus, this little boy doesn't belong to us. He belongs to you.
那主耶稣基督啊，这个小孩子不属于我们，他属于你。
He's not our child, he's your child.
他不是我们的孩子，他是你的孩子。
Take him, use him, any way you want, anywhere you want.
请你带他，使用他，在任何你想用他的地方。
Lord Jesus, this little girl doesn't belong to us, she belongs to you.
哦，主耶稣啊，这个小女孩不属于我们，她属于你。
She's not our child, she's your child.
她不是我们的孩子，是你的孩子。
Take her, use her, any way you want, anywhere you want.
请你带领她，去使用她，你想在任何想使用的地方。
And because Dad and Ma Saint had that open heart before God when it came to their children.
那就是因为这个夫妇两人在神面前对于孩子有非常开放的心。
God answered those prayers, and their children ended up around the world on the front line of missionary service.
那最终他的所有的孩子都在世界各地做宣教最前沿的工作。
And I'll never forget the day in January 1956.
那我在1956年一月的那一天，我一直都从来不会忘记。
When the news arrived about the death of Dad Saint's boy, Nate.
那一个坏消息传来，就是 Dad 的一个儿子 Nate 去世的消息。
Nate was a missionary pilot in the country of Ecuador.
那 Nate 是在厄瓜多尔这个国家里面的一个宣教的一个先锋。
Some of you have seen the film The End of the Spear.
哦，你们有可能看到过这个一部电影，就是剑的终结。
It's the true story of Nate Saint.
那其实是讲的是Nate Satan 的真实的故事。
And Nate was the son of Dad Saint.
那 Nate 是 Dad 的儿子。
And Nate was a missionary pilot.
那 Nate 是一个宣教的先锋。
And he was out one day flying over the jungles of Ecuador in his little Piper Cub airplane.
那其实他不是先锋，是那个机械师，是飞行员。他在厄瓜多尔上空飞行。
And he spotted an Indian tribe that they had always prayed for, but they'd never been able to locate them.
那他们注意到了有一个一个印第安人的部落，那他们一直都在寻找，但是一直没找到。
The Waurani Indians. Waurani.
一种特定的当地的印第安人。
Better known to the outside world as the Alka Indians.
那对外界的世界来讲，就是叫做奥卡印第安人。
Nate went excitedly back to the airstrip and he recruited four other young missionary men.
那他很快的回到了空军基地，然后去很快的又雇佣了四个宣教士。
And the five of those young missionary men made an agreement with each other.That by God's grace, they would be the ones to take the message of Jesus to the Alka Indians.
那他们就像这五个宣教士，就向神起誓，他们就是要向那个印第安人部落传福音的人。
So every day, Nate continued to fly over that tribal area.
所以他每一天都会飞越那个部落的上空。
He dropped gifts from his plane to them.
他从飞机上丢下礼物给他们。
He made friendly contact.
他向他们友好的招呼。
And one day when he was out flying near the tribe, he saw a sandy beach on a big river about a mile from where the Indians were located.
那他在飞机上看到了大概距那个部落一里之外有一个沙的一个海滩，一个大河的一个河滩。
And he said to himself, I bet you I could land my plane there.
我猜我大概能在那边降落。
And so he figured it out, and sure enough, he was able to land his plane and take off again.
他确定了一下，他就是尝试着能够在上面降落，并且还能飞起来。
And he came excitedly back to the mission station, and he said to the other four guys, "I found the perfect place where we can set up a camp from which we can start to reach the Indians."
那他回去就很兴奋地跟其他四个宣教士讲，我找到了一个合适降落的地方，我们可以很快地进入那个印第安人那边。
So the day came.
所以那天就来了。
January 2nd, 1956.
1956年的1月2号
All the missionaries gathered with their wives and their children.
那所有的宣教士都聚集了他们自己的妻子和孩子。
All the national believers came.
那所有当地的这个信仰的基督徒都来了。
They sang together.
他们一起唱诗。
They prayed together.
他们一起祷告。
And then one by one, Nate Saint flew those men in his little plane.To that sandy beach.
那他就一个把一个的把那些宣教士运到了那个。
And on his last trip, to the sandy beach, just before he left, he got his wife aside and he talked to her.
那正好在最后一趟呢，就是他带的是他的妻子，他跟他的妻子讲。
And he said, "Now, honey, remember, we've got these little."Two-way walkie-talkie radios.
那亲爱的，你知道我们有这种能够步话机吧？你知道我们有步话机。
And I'm going to call you on the radio every morning at 10 o'clock and every afternoon at 4 o'clock.
那我会在这个步话机上每天早上10点和每天下午4点给你打电话。
And so a week went by.
所以一周之后，一个周过去了。
It was January 8th.
那是一月八号
，Sunday，
礼拜日
，The Lord's Day，
主日
，The Day of Worship，
敬拜之日。
Nate called his wife that morning on the radio。
那 Nate 就向他的妻子在那个用步话机打电话。
He said, "Honey, I'm so excited."
那亲爱的，我真是很兴奋。
I decided to take a little solo flight out over the jungle this morning with the plane.
我想今天独自一人开飞机出了这个丛林。
And as I was flying, I saw 10 of the Alka Indians coming through the jungle toward the place where we have set up our camp on the beach.
那我看到了有10个当这个印第安人从他们住的地方向我们这个不安营的地方去走。
Maybe today will be the first day we can tell them why we've come.
那或许就是今天我们可以向他们讲述我们为什么来。
I'll call you back at 4 o'clock this afternoon to tell you what happened.
那今天下午4点的时候，我给你打电话告诉你。
4 o'clock came, there was no radio call.
四点来了，没有电话。
5 o'clock, nothing.
五点也没有。
6 o'clock, nothing.
六点也没有。
It got dark.
天黑了。
The next day, no radio.
那第二天也没有电话。
The next night, nothing.
第二晚也没有。
And the 5 young missionary wives reluctantly concluded that something must have desperately gone wrong.
那这个五个宣教士的妻子都不情愿地相信有些不好的事情发生。
And so a search party was formed.
所以一个搜寻队组建了。
Missionary men and government soldiers.
是一些宣教士和政府的士兵。
And they hacked their way through the jungles almost 4 days until they came to the place where they knew that plane had landed.
他们大概用了四天的时间开路，进入了那个他们飞机降落的地方。
And when they got there,
他们到那里的时候，
they found that the plane was torn apart.
他们发现飞机被拆开了。
And they found the 5 bodies of those men speared to death and floating in the muddy waters of the Kurei River.
那他看到了这五个男子都的尸体都被箭，插在身上，流血流成河。
And when that news became known, it flashed around the world.
那当那个消息传出来的时候，全世界都知道了。
And the leading newspaper in the capital city of Ecuador put that story on the front page.
在厄瓜多尔的这个首都的最重要的媒体报纸上，他们把这一条放在头版。
And they started their story with a bold 3-word headline.
用这头条的题目是三个很勇敢的词。
And this is what it said. Why this waste?
为什么如此的浪费？
Why this waste?
何用这样枉费？
What were the editors of that newspaper meaning when they started their article with these words?
那个编辑者他开始编写这个消息的时候，他到底想说什么呢？
They were talking about the fact that 5 young men had just died in the very prime of life.
那他想讲的是有五个正值壮年的男子刚刚去世。
Leaving behind 5 young widows.
那在他们身后留下五个寡妇。
And 9 little children.
一共有九个孩子。
All for the sake of 60 naked, savage, murdering Indians.
那全就是为了60个，衣不蔽体的野人一样的这个当地的印第安人。
What a waste!
何用如此枉费？
Little did the editors of that magazine, that newspaper, know that when they chose these 3 words for their headline, they were quoting scripture.
那其实他们在引用圣经这句话。
Mark chapter 14, verse 4, after Mary of Bethany takes the costly perfume and pours it out in a loving act of worship on the Lord Jesus, the disciples all say, Why this waste?
那就是在玛利亚她在耶稣基督脚前把香膏铺上之后，她门徒们说了这句话，何用枉费这样香膏。
And Jesus, knowing what they were thinking, turned to them and said, Leave her alone.
那耶稣基督知道他们在想什么，然后跟门徒讲说，离她不要打扰这个妇人。
She has done a beautiful thing to me.
她做了一件极美的事。
She's not wasting.
她不是在浪费。
She's worshiping.
她在敬拜。
And true worship is costly worship.
真实的敬拜是珍贵的敬拜。
So what are we seeing tonight from God's word?
我们今晚在神的话语中见到了什么？
We're seeing that Jesus Christ is worthy of our worship.
我们看到主耶稣基督是配得我们的敬拜。
And true worship is costly worship.
真实的敬拜是珍贵的敬拜。
Now, I have to tell you one more story.
那我想再告诉你们一个故事。
Several years ago, I was speaking to the students at our school.
那几年前我向我们的学生讲话
A thousand students meeting in our auditorium
那有一千个学生在我们的礼堂聚会
And I invited a young man to come up and stand next to me
那我邀请了一个年轻人到我跟前来
His name was Steve Saint
他的名字叫做 Steve Saint
Steve was 5 years old when his daddy Nate was killed by the Alka Indians.
那 Steve 他五岁的时候呢，他的父亲 Nate 就是被当地的那个印第安人杀害。
And so I wanted Steve to tell our students that story.
那我想让 Steve 告诉我们学生这个故事。
And so he began to tell the story.
所以他开始讲这个故事。
And then he stopped.
他停下了。
And he said, you know, there's somebody else here who can tell the story better than me.
那你知道吗？在这里有比我能把这个故事讲得更好的人。
And he invited another man to come up onto the platform.
他邀请了另外一个人来到了讲台上。
And when that man came up, everybody looked at him.
那当那个人来的时候，所有人都看他。
Because he was only 4 feet tall.
因为他只有四英尺高。
Dark skin.
很黑的皮肤。
No teeth,
没有牙
big smile,
但很大的微笑
His name was Ming Kaye.
他的名字是 Ming Kaye.
And Ming Kaye was the man, the Alka Indian, who speared Nate Saint to death.
那 Ming Kaye 这个人呢，也正是用剑把 Nate 杀死人。
And here he was standing.On the platform at our Bible school in South Carolina.
那就是这么一个人站在了我们这个南卡的这圣经学校的这个讲台上。
Standing next to Steve.
站在 Steve 的边上。
And it was Steve's father that he had killed.
而 Steve 的父亲就是他杀的。
And so Ming Kaye started to tell us the story in the Alka language while Steve translated into English.
那当这个土著人讲这个故事的时候呢 ，Steve 在旁边翻译。
And he told us that after they committed those murders, they were very afraid.
他告诉大家，当他们杀了这些传教士的时候，他们感觉非常害怕。
And they thought that the government would send soldiers in there to punish them.
他们想，也许政府会送来军队去惩罚他们。
And that didn't happen.
这没有发生。
A woman appeared.
一个女子来了。
Her name was Rachel.
她的名字叫做 Rachel.
Rachel Saint.
Rachel Saint.
Nate Saint's sister.
Nate 的姐妹。
She was a single woman.
她是一个独身女子。
When her brother was killed.
她的
brother was killed.
当她的弟兄被杀死的时候。
And she heard about it.
她听说了这件事儿。
She said, "I want to take my brother's place."
我要代替我的弟兄。
I want to reach the Alka Indians for Jesus.
我要到那个奥卡印第安去，为他们讲耶稣基督。
And I'm a woman.
一个独身的女子。
I don't think they'll be scared of me.
那我认为那个会让我害怕。
And so she went to the Alka Indians and asked them if she could come and live with them.
那她到了那个他们的那个部落的时候，就问他们说：“我能不能跟你们一起生活？”
And they said yes.
他们说可以啊。
And she lived with them.
她就跟他们一起同生活。
In the most primitive of conditions.
在最艰苦的环境中，最原始的环境中。
For the next 20 years.
生活了二十年。
She reduced their language to writing.
她把自己的语言变成了文字。
She translated the New Testament into their language.
她把新约翻译成了他们的语言。
And one by one, she led those Indians to faith in Jesus Christ.
她一个一个带着这些印第安人成为基督徒。
While she was doing that,
当她这样做的时候
，Stevie。
Steve,
a little boy
他还小的时候
would go out and spend the weekend sometimes with Aunt Rachel in the tribe.
那他会在周末的时候跟 Rachel 一起在那个部落里面花一个周末。
And he couldn't figure out why his aunt would want to love the people who killed his father.
他想不明白为什么他的姨妈会他的姑妈会这么喜欢那个杀害他弟兄的这个。
And one day he heard his aunt Rachel sharing the message of Jesus with the Indians.
等一有一天呢，他听到了他的姑妈向这些部落人在宣扬基督的时候。
And he realized that he too was a sinner.
他意识到他自己也是个罪人。
And that he needed Jesus.
他也需要耶稣。
And so he went to his Aunt Rachel and said, would you pray with me? I want to receive Jesus as my personal savior.
他到他的姑妈Rachel前就向他说你能不能跟我一起祷告我想接受主耶稣为我的救主。
And then, after he received the Lord,
那之后他接受了主之后
Stevie went to Minkaye.
他就去了一个叫明凯亚的这个人
The man who had killed his father.
那个杀害他父亲的那个人
By this time, Minkaye had also given his heart to the Lord.
到了那个时候呢他明凯亚已经也是基督徒了
And Steve said to Minkaye, would you please take me to the place in the river where you killed my father and baptize me?
你能不能带我去你杀我父亲的那条河去把我帮我受洗。
And Minkaye baptized Steve Saint in the very river where he had killed his father.
那明凯亚这个人部落人他就在杀害他父亲的那个河把他的孩子受洗。
And all of that happened because Rachel was willing to go and live with them for 20 years.
那这件事情发生了也正是因为 Rachel 她愿意跟这些人同住20年。
And remember, Rachel was one of those little babies that Ma and Dad Saint lifted to the Lord and said, she doesn't belong to us, she belongs to you.
那请记得那个 Rachel 就是她的父母向主献上的婴孩之一。
Jesus Christ
耶稣基督
is worthy of our worship.
配得我们的敬拜。
And true worship is costly worship.
真实的敬拜是宝贵的敬拜。
I want us to finish with the words of King David tonight.
我想把大卫王的最后一句话拿来结束今天。
And I would like us to all say this in English as we close.
我想在结束的时候，让我们大家一起用英文把这段话念一下。
Let's all say this together.
让我们一起讲。
I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing.
Would you pray with me, please?
请你跟我一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督
you are worthy of our worship.
你配得我们的赞美。
You, the one who gave everything for us.
你是给我们一切的那一位。
You are worthy of our worship.
你配得我们的敬拜。
Forgive us for our cheap, shallow worship.
请你原谅我们，贫贱和浅薄的敬拜。
Help us to offer to you that which is costly.
那我们能不能够向你献上那些宝贵的东西？
Speak to our hearts.
请你向我们的心讲话。
Help us to love you as never before.
帮助我们超越以前所有的，让我们去爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福。